BBC News. President Vladimir Putin has confirmed that 755 US diplomatic personnel are to be expelled from Russia by September the 1st. He added that further sanctions against Washington were being considered, but would not be imposed yet. In Venezuela, government supporters have been voting in a highly charged atmosphere for a new assembly to rewrite the constitution. The opposition is boycotting the poll, saying it'll only serve to tighten President Maduro's grip and power. Several people coming from both camps have reportedly been killed during the day. A man has opened fire at the entrance to a nightclub in the German city of Konstanz on the Swiss border, killing a security guard and wounding two more before he was shot dead by police. Prosecutors say the man, an Iraqi Kurd who came to Germany as a child, was the son-in-law of one of the club's owners. Reports from Saudi Arabia say that a woman activist campaigning against the restrictions of male guardianship has been freed after more than 100 days in detention. Mariam Al-Otaibi had fled her father's house to try to lead an independent life. People in Senegal have been voting to elect a new parliament. President Macky Sall is looking for an increased majority for his party in the 165-seat parliament. He's facing a split opposition. Ceremonies are taking place in Belgium to mark the centenary of the Battle of Passchendaele, one of the bloodiest of the First World War. 500,000 Allied and German soldiers were killed, wounded, or went missing in 3 months of fighting. In women's football, Germany's bid for a seventh consecutive European Championship title is over after Denmark fought back to win an entertaining Euro 2017 quarter-final. Germany, who were pre-tournament favourites, were last knocked out of this competition in 1993. BBC News.